President Trump tweeted this: the fake news is working overtime. Just reported that despite the tremendous successes we are having with the economy and all things else, 91% of network news about me is negative, parentheses, fake. Why do we work so hard in working with the media when it is corrupt? Take away credentials? Tweeted the President of the United States. Now, we just recorded something called The Mincing Rascals. It's a podcast that we do here at WGN Radio on Thursdays, and it usually goes up around 5 o'clock after I have time after the show to clean up all the stupid things I would have otherwise left in that I said.
This week that I said.
Steve grabbed me and said, hey, there's a word I want to excise from that thing. And while we generally don't do that sort of thing, I tighten it up a little bit anyway, certainly on Saturdays when we broadcast part of it. But I want to play part of it for you today. And this is the part where we were talking about this tweet of the president's. The full podcast, again, will go up around 4:30 this afternoon. And I'd like you to make a habit of listening to the Mincing Rascals podcast, right? And in this case, it's Eric Zorn. And I was just asking the gang if they didn't find it somewhat remarkable that while we all think we know what the president means when he says fake news, this is, by my recollection, the first time he's put a real definition on it. That is, you and I have long thought that the president just means fake news is any news that's negative about him. But you would imagine that he's trying to sell the idea that fake news is that. It's fake. It's not true. But in this tweet, he said 91% of the network news about me is negative, parentheses, fake. Oh, what do you know, Mr. President? So we read that tweet to the gang, and that little part of it is not what caught Eric Zorn's eye the most.
I fixated in that tweet on the idea of credentialing media, and one thing that I have stopped doing is getting Chicago Police Department media credentials. That early in my career, it's a thing that reporters in Chicago do, and you're supposed to apply, and they give you credentials as Chicago Police Department media. And at one point, I just said, "This is crap. Why are we being licensed by a government entity? We are independent media. If we want to credential ourselves and create our own Tribune ID, that's got to be good enough." And
it's not, though. You can't even get into the state. You can't even get into the Capitol, like House Gallery or some of the press areas, unless you have you've gone through a background check. You've gone to the Secretary of State's office. You know, the Tribune ID badge.
I get that for safety purposes, but what about for editorial purposes?
Well, that's what the president was talking about. Yeah.
Oh, right. But I think if you want to show up on a crime scene, or you want to get into the courthouse, or you want to do something that the police department has jurisdiction over, then they want to clear you. There are so many other outlets now too that there are people who kind of show up with fake credentials. So I guess I'm disagreeing with you. I don't blame them for wanting.
That spawned all of this. The fake news is working overtime. Just reported that despite the tremendous successes we are having with the economy and all things else, 91% of the network news about me is negative, fake. Why do we work so hard working with the media when it is corrupt? Take away credentials?
I'm sorry. I don't have a problem with that tweet. There has been hysteria about him restricting access to the media since he was inaugurated, since the very first press conference. And as far as I know, you have reporters still saying that in some cases they have more access than they used to have. And I don't think CNN has a constitutional right to fifth row, sixth seat in the press room. And I feel like that's what they're constantly whining about.
Well, wait, so he's brought this up, though, because the president referred to fake news and then in parentheses said, or negative news, and then in parentheses said fake. So what he was kind of doing was copying to the fact that when he dismisses something as fake news, it's really just negative news.
It may be true, but what he's also saying is that it may be true.
Yeah, but he calls it fake, even though
the definition isn't false. It's negative.
I think we're splicing and dicing here when it's unnecessary. Yeah.
Okay. So
I think this all came from, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the CNN reporter, you know, taking issue with Melania Trump, and she rolls out this program to help with opioids and children. And this reporter, who's supposed to be objective, basically takes a huge pot shot at Melania and says that she's not culturally American. She's still trying to figure things out. basically kind of mocking her accent, even though Melania Trump speaks, what, like 5 or 6 languages?
I love that.
So Trump kind of goes on a rant to defend his wife, is where I think this began. And I don't blame him. I wouldn't blame him for defending his wife.
But again, what John is saying is that he seemed to betray that when he says fake news, what he's referring to is not news that's fake, but news that's negative. He admitted that it's not really untrue. It's just negative.
I don't like
that.
I think being negative is a shadow of being untruthful. If the media is unable to, in this moment, talk nicely or praise him like they would previous presidents for the lowest black unemployment rate in 15 years, for the freeing of the hostages, for undoing what I think was probably a bad deal with Iran. I mean, why do you think the Iranians the other day were burning an American flag? Because we lifted sanctions on them and their economy was flowing again and they weren't living up to the standards of the agreement. Whatever. None of that. He sees all of that as, if you're not going to report on the positive sides of what I'm doing, then you are not being truthful.
I'm pretty sure that most of the networks probably carried him standing on the plane with the hostages being released this morning.
All
that. And I agree with you. I mean, this could be world-changing. The summit that he announced June 12th in Singapore, it could be an amazing thing. He deserves credit for
taking the meeting. Do you think he gets it appropriately? And if he doesn't, then is the media being truthful?
But what does that mean? The stories are being covered. It makes me crazy when I hear, well, yeah, they don't cover this. Well, then how in the hell do you know what happened?
How did it even come up? Because it got covered.
But it gets covered in a different way. I mean, Obama freed hostages but had to give up 5 terrorists in exchange. Yes, it's getting coverage. And then they have a panel that's going to sit down and everyone's going to criticize some aspect of the freeing of the hostages.
Well, I'll say it. I mean, the freeing of the hostages is sort of a cosmetic step up to the summit. I mean, this is the sort of thing that happens. I don't think this is the result of hard-fought negotiations for the hostage release.
I think we're just going to show this as goodwill, and
we're going to release some people.
It happened independently? I mean, it would have never happened
independently.
First of all, they killed this kid, Otto Warmbier, right? I mean, he died when he just came back from the U.S. And they took these hostages for no good reason. It's an incredibly brutal regime. They got thousands of people locked up there for human rights violations. I mean, it's a terrible place. So he lets 3 Americans go who he shouldn't have been hanging on to in the first place. And Trump gets on the tarmac and talks about what a wonderful man, how well he treated
these guys. And here's the thing, Kristen. He deserves – this is great.
You can't give him credit.
Let me just finish it.
You can't give him credit even when it's due. You think release of hostages is just like an easy task?
Boom, boom, and a right, and a left. Marciano to the gut.
So that's Kristen McQuarrie, editorial writer and columnist for the Chicago Tribune. You probably recognize Eric Zorn's voice, too, the Tribune columnist, editorial cartoonist Scott Stantis, Steve Bertrand, and me. We are the Mincing Rascals. It's a podcast we record every Thursday, and it usually goes like that. We talked about sanctuary counties in Illinois, a little bit about Rahm Emanuel today, and the fact that the Tribune is no longer going to accept comments in the comment section because it gets so dang nasty these days. That's all part of the Mincing Rascals podcast, and we'll post that edition of it after the show today around 4:30. I hope you listen to the Mincing Rascals and share it with your friends. It's 2:20. This is WGN.